So how do ships obtain that authorization or that safe passage?
Well, they make contact with the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps via an intermediary company and provide the organization with a wide range of information. For instance, the ship's ownership, the flag, the cargo, the destination. And then the IRGC makes sure there are no ties to the U.S. or Israel. And after that, the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps does that background check and it approves it. Then a toll is negotiated. The ships from friendly nations get better terms. Reporting suggests that for oil tankers, the toll amounts to $1 per barrel. So $2 million for the largest crude tankers available that transport 2 million barrels. Once that toll is paid, vessels get a permit code and a route instructions for safe passage. The ships then have to raise a friendly flag or even change their registration in order to receive an escort through the strait. And that route through the strait has now moved compared to before the war started. The ships are now navigating close to a group of islands close to Iran's coastline, which are being referred to as the Iranian toll booth by people in the shipping industry. It's in these waters that the IRGC vets every ship going through.